right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
I'm Susan Honeybaker.
And this is
Middle Children. I felt like saying I was Susan Honeybaker today.
Honestly, that I love that. I feel like sometimes I want to be somebody else, you know?
Some days you just got to be somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, I've never felt so true, you know? How the hell are you? How the hell are you at your core?
I'm like 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10, 6.5.
Okay, I'm not mad. Okay, well, that's still, I mean, we're on the top half.
I guess. Maybe I'm a little lower now that you say it that way. Well, I don't feel bad. I don't feel great.
Okay.
I would say
okay.
A range from a 5 to a 6.5. You know?
Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of bouncing between a 2 and an 8. Does that make sense? There's no in between. I'm going 2 and then I'm bouncing up to 8 again. So I'd love to find a middle or even just stay on the upper. But for now, she's bopping.
We have range.
Thank you for, yeah, I really do. I always have.
I once had a comedy mentor tell me that I lived at a 1 and a 10 and that I never was anywhere in between. In performance.
Okay. That's interesting.
Although I do, I'm like, that is kind of true, I guess. I do like to keep it nice and this way.
What does a
and then
one
I want to be like, are you
I'm
out of your goddamn
stage?
Mind? You know?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not a 5. Excuse me for
true.
Not being mediocre.
Wow. Well, I mean, listen, that's what it's nice to have a director who can say, Jesse, if you start at a 10, you have nowhere to go. And I go, that's a great point.
And I say, I'm at a 6.
You haven't seen 10 yet.
Nobody's seen 10.
Nobody.
But yeah, I'm good. I've had a busy week, you know? I have a show on Saturday,
busy,
so I'm a little
busy.
Anxious about that.
It's going to go great. By the time this comes out, people are going to be like, did you see that show? If I could go, I would. Please, no. Actually, I have to tell you.
You wouldn't.
Well, I have like, at this point in my life, I'm like, if I'm in it, I'll be there. If I'm not,
you don't have
I'll
to
be
tell
there in
me,
spirit.
Girl.
Yeah, girl, I get it.
That
it's
I think
too much.
Is why I'm nervous because I have that same mentality of like going to people's shows of like, if I'm in it, I'm there. But so now I'm like, well, who's going to come? All my comedian friends whose shows I don't go to aren't going to fucking come.
Your fans.
Yeah, it's, you know, live shows are hard. I'm just, I want there to be a lot of people. At the same note, I'm like worried about. Not worried. I'm just anxious. I just haven't had like a big show in a while.
It makes sense. My fans are also homebodies. You know what I mean? I attract homebodies and I also tell people to never do anything they don't want to do. So the way I pitch a show is come, but honestly don't.
No, I feel the same way. And only like 4% of my followers
are
New York based.
You know. Wow. Where are the majority?
That's the most. Maybe it's a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Let's
You're
see.
Just spread out around the world?
Should we look at my...
I'm not kidding you. My analytics, I'm pretty sure, are like New York women or like women between 30 and 40. I mean, it's pretty specific.
Mine
maybe
are...
Maybe I'm wrong. I forgot.
Let's see. Okay. 4.5% is in New York.
Wow.
1.6 is Chicago.
You got a Chicago base.
1.4 is LA.
Oh.
And then the rest are, you know.
I'm obsessed with that. That's pretty cool.
To the world. It is, though, 80% United States.
Oh, okay. Well.
7% Canada. Okay.
I one time had an astrologer tell me I would do really well in London.
Also, 93% of my followers are women, if you were wondering. I have never been to London. I would like to go to London.
My God, you gotta go.
Mostly to meet a man.
Oh, God. Oh, that.
You know,
accent.
I hooked up with that British guy that one time.
I forget. What's the story?
I was in Dublin.
Oh, I love
hooked
that.
Up. I didn't hook up. We just like made out vigorously.
What is hooking up? I don't know.
And then he pulled the chain off of my neck at one point and got kicked out by security.
Oh my God. I love like a little fight, like a little, ooh.
Honestly, I was like, don't take him away, security.
I was like, then take me away too.
No, honestly, he like looked at me. He's like, do you want to come? And I was like, no.
Oh.
I'm in Dublin. You're a British businessman in town on business.
I'd be like, I'll make out with you outside for a little bit.
I was wasted. I was like, I don't know where I am. I don't know who's around me. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, you don't know as two men, safety you first. Don't know where you can be making out on the street to be safe.
Of course, of course.
Which I'm sure Dublin is fine, but I don't know.
You never know. You don't know. You really don't.
You really just is something you don't know.
Exactly. A lot of times you're just in that question state going, will I, won't I? Is it not?
Yeah. So how do we get on this topic?
British. I think I was talking. Yeah. We learned about your demographic. And
which is interesting that I did that.
Well, you know, we're talking about
my anxieties of nobody coming to my show,
which I get. And that's me all the time.
Which we do have like good decent pre-sale.
I actually did launch, oh, good. Then you're fine. People love to come last minute. I just remembered something humbling that did happen to me, which is that I launched a Patreon for my other podcast.
She loves the launch, honey.
On Tuesday, no one has joined.
I didn't see it.
It was one post and then I just sort of felt pathetic.
You gotta commit to it. You gotta commit to the bit.
I know that. I know. I think I'm gonna just, you know, I will post again like next week. This week was a hard week. I literally had trouble just posting in general. So, but sometimes, you know, you get hit by the humble bus and you say, okay, I will ride, but I'm getting off. Okay. Cause it
I don't
was
like
a nice,
riding that bus.
I don't either. I've been stuck on that bus for a while. You know
what
I mean?
I hate the bus in general.
Me too. Bumpy.
The only thing worse than a megabus, the humble bus.
Yeah, that's so true. And in a way, the megabus is a very humble bus.
The humblest, some might say.
You know what I mean? No one on megabus, because there isn't even like a megabus gold. And if it is, it's absolutely not gold. But when you're on there, you're just like, none of us could afford a train ticket. And that's okay, but it is that.
Yeah, no, I haven't been on a megabus in a long time, and I don't know that I
good for you.
Could.
We'll ever go back. I love that for you.
Well,
I'm obsessed
it's also,
with
I have
that.
Like the dog, you know, you can't really.
I also won't go on a megabus. I take a bus home to see my parents, and it's not a megabus. I won't take that, but it is a bus. And every time I go on, I go, wow.
Wow.
Just, I'm a woman of the people. Yeah. You know, I am a woman of the people.
Should we maybe do a Hallmark?
I think we should do a Hallmark. People
it
are like,
does seem
where?
Like we're both just dead inside and rambling.
Okay.
Do you not think that?
Well, I'm trying. I think I'm 2 and 18. I'm trying to get me back. I'm bopping along. Sometimes I'm dropping in a sad factor too, but for the most part, I'm bopping.
Maybe I can just, I have a good sense. Like,
when I'm dead inside?
When people are dead inside. In general.
Oh, yeah. That's what attracted us to each other.
Okay.
All right.
Picture that. Oh, my goodness.
If Otis even says one piece.
Otis has decided to start barking sometimes, and it makes me crazy.
Because
I'm like, what are you barking at?
Yeah, it's upsetting. Winnie will also, first of all, last night she was snoring, which is like a fascinating thing. Also, it was when I couldn't fall asleep and I was like, this is insane. My cat is like, I'm like, okay, everybody's sleeping, we get it. And then she also right now has very long nails because sadly my nail cutter vet people have retired, which
oh,
is
no.
Literally I'm shooken to my core. I'm shaking and I'm shooken.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. And what I like about me sometimes is when in like a situation like that, I just completely avoid it. Mm-hmm, so people come over, I say, careful, she'll claw your eye out. Okay. And I'm not responsible. I'll go, oh, she's caught on your jeans. Sorry. Her nails are absolutely lethal. So that'll be something that I do soon. If anybody in the New York area 4% that is a vet, please let me know. Or is just confident with cutting cat's nails. All are accepted.
Do they give anything to a cat that makes them like...
drugged?
Yeah.
I've tried to drug Winnie. She now knows the smell of the drug. So then she hides. And then I'm like, well, this backfired.
She doesn't like the drug?
No.
Why? She's nothing like her mother.
Thank you. I don't know. When I drugged her, the first time I drugged her is when we were going home, when I took her to Maryland. And so they were like, drug her the night before just to test it out and then drug her the morning. I said, great. Sounds like a hoot. So I drug her that night. She's like, so scared. She looked at me like, what's going on? I was like, I'm drugged too. Everybody's drugged. We're all good. So I comforted her. I said, God, she's so cute, drugged. And then the next morning, I put the same thing out. Like, I tried to hide it and she wouldn't eat it. And she was like, bitch, don't you remember what happened? I was like, no, please eat it. So then I couldn't drug her. So then I almost died trying to get her in the carrier. So yeah, she knows when there are drugs. And famously that she had to go into like a cat straitjacket when they do her checkup. Like she is, they were like, Winnie is our hardest client. And I said, really? Okay, we get it. Yeah. Like I am that mom.
They said that she's their hardest client.
Yes. Like the guy who is never, he doesn't even tiptoe around polite, but the guy, when I was like, do you know anyone who could come get Winnie or like do it instead? He was like, well, let's be honest. She's not an easy cat. And I was like, yeah, no, I know. He's like,
that's why
it's a
two-man
job. Yeah, he's like, it's a two-man job, and you know that, because one has to hold her, and the other like, does the nails.
Yeah.
Go, yeah.
Do you know two people that do this as somebody that deals with this every day, all day?
The best duo you have. Yeah, exactly. Where are they?
And then give me both your employees of the month.
Yeah, Jesus. So then he was like, I'll check, and pretty much was like, I simply don't know anyone. And I was like, amazing. Have a great retirement.
Oh, this was the retiring guy.
Yeah, he retired. But I'm just sad.
Can they cut her nails at the vet?
I have to, but the problem is I have to get her to the vet, which I can't do. Normally, I just trap her in the bathroom and then they go in there with gloves and, you know, a tarp.
So when you have her at the vet comes to you too. Or these people are the vet?
Yeah, so I hired a vet that comes into your
home.
Oh,
I thought they were just like nail people for like
no, they're
grooming.
A vet. They're a vet. She was their client too.
So you have to find her a new vet also.
Yeah. A lot of fun things happening over here at Casa de Chill.
There's got to be like a vet in New York for like this reason.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm just scared.
Also, just let her grow.
Because also, for anyone wondering, it's not cheap.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so there's that. But I do the best I can. That's all I can do.
That's all you can do.
That's my motto for
Maybe
today and every day.
Maybe you'll just get so annoyed and fed up at some point, you'll just pin her ass down and cut them yourself.
LOL. Like, I did it when she was a baby, but now, if I pick her up the wrong way, she looks at me like, do you want me to slap you silly? And I'll say, no, thank you, bitch. So
what does catnip do?
And people makes her kind of weird and crazy. She'll like rub against it and then look at me weird. And I'm like, all right, freak. Like, I don't know. It kind of makes her more playful. It doesn't drug her to the calm thing. I'd love her to be calm.
God bless.
Not that girl. She's high alert at all times.
Can I tell you that there was, speaking of animals, there was like once at the dog park before Otis got neutered, there was these two dogs who are of the same owner and they look exactly the same. And they like attacked Otis at the dog park.
Oh my God.
And Otis is like going crazy. And I like had to like reach into the fighting dogs and like pull Otis out. Who's like,
oh my God.
And so then I like have met other people at the dog park and they're like, through conversations, she's like, well, there was these two little dogs that like attacked him and like multiple people that these same dogs. And we figured out it's the same person with the same two dogs who's like,
oh my God,
this like she's like a grunt. She's like a 60-year-old woman who is acting like she's on the phone all the time. But we think that it's a fake out. But I get to the dog park today and other girls that I know are holding their dogs. And I'm like, oh, and I look and those two dogs are there.
Yep.
And
yep.
They, so I got there and Otis has gotten neutered since their dogs are still puppies. They haven't been neutered yet. And so I let Otis down and the one dog snarled a little and then the woman kicked him away and then she ended up taking them to leave. But I'm like, I can't deal with people taking their dogs to the dog park who don't like other dogs. Why are you doing that? Also, it's not like your dog, you have two dogs that are obviously best friends because they're fucking attacking people together. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
What if they had cat parks? That would be weird.
That would be weird. And people would have to be, actually, I guess some people are pretty mobile with their cats. I just am immobile. But I don't think cats would like it. They would be like, who are you looking at, you freak? I don't know.
They would hate
Maybe
it.
They'd
yeah.
like it. I don't think they'd like it. They also don't like to be in new environments.
Yeah, they would hate it. And there'd be so many fights.
And pee everywhere. And you'd be like, what happened here?
A lot of pregnancy, probably.
A lot of pregnancy. And there's a lot of that.
Okay, should we do a holly?
Yeah, let's haul it up. Holly jolly.
Do you want to start or do you want me
no,
to?
No, please. I'm sorry.
The Hallmark Movie of the Week.
A high-powered catnail technician. I'm just kidding. A high-powered... I can't seem to think of anything not related to animals.
Okay, what about a witch?
She's just a high-powered witch?
Yeah.
What does she do?
That was, she's like the head witch.
Of what?
Okay, I'll take it. So this high-powered witch who is ahead of all witches. So she's in charge of spells. She's in charge of people being cursed. She's in charge of the witch on Halloween. She's in charge of all the witches. She's the main witch. And
there's a Halloween branch for the witches. I do love that.
Yeah. I mean, they have to make money and they know how. You know what I'm saying?
It's just the pretty girls.
Yeah, it's the pretty witches. So.
The Red Bull girls of the witch world.
Exactly. So she.
What's her name?
Is Winnie. And that's a reference to my cat.
And Hocus Pocus, the head witch.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, everybody knows that, but I was trying to make it different. Winnie.
What about Minnie?
How about Minnie Moss?
Minnie Moss?
Minnie Moss.
Okay.
Okay. So Minnie Moss, the head witch, is walking through a hallway with a click, click, clack. You see brooms. You see witches talking. Ba, 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 ba. You go to another hallway. And there is another witch at the end of the hallway. It is a male witch. He looks stunning. He has a cape on. He is like, of course, I love a cape. And he's like, where you been, witch?
Why am I wearing a cape? Witches don't wear capes.
No. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Do they?
Yeah. If I'm a witch, I'm going like that.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
Goodbye. Like, it's very capey, to be a witch
with
a cape.
You're right. Witches wear capes.
So we love a cape. So, you know, you're rocking a cape. I'm rocking a cape. Ooh, I'm like,
maybe.
Don't
say... Wait, sorry. Yeah.
Go.
I just thought of a genius business idea for the witches.
Okay, go.
So they are the head witches of cape. Something with a company like you know how you can rent the runway
or yeah.
But it's that for capes for witches so that they can always have, you know, the most stylish up-to-date capes for set events, programs, things like that. And they are the CEOs of the company, which is called the Capetress.
Exactly. And our motto is just because you're hundreds of years old doesn't mean your fashion has to be.
Yes. Yes, I love it.
Yeah, we love that. Oh, am I?
Do you want me to? I didn't mean to. I just didn't want to lose that idea.
No, that's a good idea. Do you want to run with?
Okay, so Minnie and Mickey, ironically. which they hate. The ironic thing is they don't.
They hate it.
Also don't get the reference because they've never been into the muggle world.
Yes, exactly.
And so, yeah, I mean, this world's pretty much exactly like Earth, only they can do magic and fly and,
yeah,
you know, things like spells, that. And they're like, I haven't been to Earth since Salem, 1600s, baby. I was like, I'll tell you something, it was boring.
Yeah, please.
We've had TVs here since 1701?
Yeah, at least.
So, anyway, the thing that's coming up, Halloween's coming up.
Yeah. Well, for sure, it's October.
It's the busiest time of the year.
You bet.
We're busy, busy. And every year we have a, it's sort of like the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Yeah.
But for the cape dress.
Oh, God, I love that.
And so we have all the big models of the witch world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have some interesting ones, like ones who can only fly upside down.
Right.
Like people that are like, they're never going to be a model. And then we make them models.
We make them models.
And, you know, it's a big event.
Big.
It's big.
Really
it's
big like event.
We have a red carpet. We have all kinds of things. But the masterpiece, the end, is the you know, the centerpiece cape. The Heidi Klum of the fashion show, if you will.
Yes.
If it were Earth, Naomi Campbell would be wearing the masterpiece. Gigi Hadid would have worn the masterpiece. You know, it's the biggest, most fabulous cape.
Cape of all.
And we've been working on it since last year.
Right.
Working on it since last year. And this one is, it's like a mirror ball.
Like a disco ball.
Like a disco ball.
Oh,
but it's a cape, very structured, and it like comes up. It's
big collar.
It comes up as like a collar, almost like a shoulder pad thing, and then it comes flowing down, and it's like 30 feet long.
Oh,
and it's hard, but then it's cut into strips at the end so that it's like soft, structured into soft.
Mm-hmm.
And so you and I, we just have to put the finishing touches on.
It's just one or two, yeah.
And so I'm like, do you want to grab a cup of Joe? And we will head in there to where we have it, which is like in a obviously protected room. And the only people that have the keys are me, you, and Cynthia.
Exactly.
Which Cynthia, of course. And whatever, we get coffee, we're talking. I'm like, how are things going with you and your boy? How are things going with you and are you still seeing that? What's his name? The vampire?
The warlock.
The warlock.
You know, we really... No, he cheated on me, if I'm being honest. He cheated on me with a troll. So I am pretty pissed off.
Yeah, I would be pissed too. How dare he cheat? That's why you never trust a warlock. I'll tell you fucking that.
You can't trust a... I thought you could. It's like, he's dead to me.
A warlock got my cousin pregnant and didn't...
Ugh.
Yeah, and then she had to have his, you know, little...
Disgusting
troll baby. It was a whole thing.
Ew. It's, yeah, that's a lot.
And so, you know, we're shooting the show. I just wish I could find someone. Honestly, it would be so nice to. Where's the cape?
Where's the cape?
I'm asking you, where is the cape?
Mickey, where's the cape?
Minnie,
it was here.
Don't do this. Do not do. I am not, you know, I don't
where's
like jokes.
Cynthia?
Where's
Get
the cape?
Cynthia.
Are you serious? You don't know where the cape is?
I have no idea where the cape is. I thought you had the cape.
Cynthia! And we call Cynthia and she comes she comes walking in and she's holding one of the brooms you would get at like Target.
Oh.
We don't let her fly.
No. On any of our brooms.
And she has a vacuum and she's just walking with it. And we're like, do you care to explain?
Yeah. Where is that, Cynthia? Where is the cape?
And she's like, I don't know.
Cynthia, what do we pay you for? You don't know?
Well, I haven't been in here. You told me I wasn't allowed.
In here, but you should be outside guarding it.
It's locked. Why would I be guarding it? No one ever's guarded anything here.
Mickey, am I?
Couldn't you have put a spell on it or something?
Me? I
didn't get around. We weren't done with it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like the last step.
Okay, what are we going to do? The whole show depends on this.
We either have to find it or we have to make a new dress.
Oh.
A cape, I mean.
God.
And Cynthia's like, what if you guys just did? We have a lot of that red chiffon.
Cynthia, what? I cursed your family and I'm not afraid to curse him again. Okay.
Why don't you wear that red chiffon so that no one can tell when you're bleeding? Because
exactly.
If you're not careful, we're going to cast a spell where you're going to get paper cuts.
Yeah, and your period
and
every
your
day.
Period every day for a month. And it's not going to be nice.
No,
and
it's
she's
not.
Like, I really don't know. Maybe it was, more like, maybe it was who?
What?
And she's like, well, there was those humans.
The what?
There was human visitors from Michigan or Maine. What are those something?
States.
They're states, Cynthia. How did humans get in here? Like, well, they were from a fashion label, I thought.
Odd.
What do you mean? And she's like, they were from Jessica Simpson's fashion label. And we're like, Jessica Simpson designs shoes, you dummy. Who did she send for capes? Jessica Simpson doesn't make capes.
No, everybody knows that.
And she's like, well, I just, you know, they came in and they were asking to see things. They were asking your parents' maiden names. Cynthia, you let someone steal our identity and our precious millennium cape? We're supposed to have Witcherella wearing that in the fashion show on, when is it? Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah. Halloween.
And she's like, hold on, I have their information. Let me go grab it. And she comes running back in and she's like, okay, I had it wrong. It is Salem, Massachusetts they were from.
Oh, Salem.
We were literally just talking about how much we hated Salem.
Oh my God.
And she's like, yeah, let me see. They didn't leave a number, but we have an address.
If they're from Salem, this isn't a mistake.
Yeah. Have you not heard of Salem, you dizzy bitch? It is basically where witches go to die. I mean,
to die.
Literally.
Yeah.
Abigail Proctor stole a cape once, and that's why we sent her, and that's how that all went down.
Very sad.
And so what do we do? What do we do, bitch?
What do we do, bitch? Well, we don't have a fucking choice. Now we have to go to Salem, find the cape, and kill the people who took it.
Oh, we're murdering?
They know too much. They know about this world. They know about the fashion line. There's too much that they know. We have to destroy everything that has seen this world.
All right, I'm good. And we, and so we... I'm like, are you ready to go? We're making a big deal. I'm like, are you ready? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. We go, we're hugging as though we're going to go. And then we're hugging and we go, our enemies in Salem.
Salem.
And we open our eyes and we are standing in a shopping mall in Salem, Massachusetts, mostly deserted shopping mall.
Right.
And I'm like, this is, are we in it? This seems like.
I scream bloody murder because I see a Hot Topic and I'm like, is this place cursed?
And I scream bloody murder because the Orange Julius is closed. And I'm like, oh my God, the Orange Julius is closed.
And then everyone looks at us and then we're like, happy Halloween.
Hi, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And then people are like,
oh, they're here for the Halloween thing.
And they're also like people who go to shopping malls still in 2022. So 2020.
Yeah, they're
the
finest of the fine.
Yeah. And so we're like, do you know where we can find Salem? And they're like, this is the Salem Shopping Center. You just have to go out into town and that's Salem. And we're like, so we pull out our cell phones, obviously.
Yeah.
And we see, and Cynthia has directed us. We are staying at a witch-friendly little cottage.
Okay.
And so I'm like, let's get to the cottage, figure things out, and maybe grab a bite. I'm hungry.
I'm going to eat like a pretzel or something.
You know what I could go for?
What?
An Orange Julius.
I was like, maybe there's an Annie Ann's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe a Cinnabon.
That'd be great.
Maybe one of the crossovers.
Oh, that's the dream.
And so then we cut to us walking into the cottage door, our hands covered in Cinnabon sugar.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that was good.
Really good. Huh. I forgot. Earth has good food.
Some things are really worth the calories.
True.
I'll say eating animal hearts every night, not always.
Doesn't cut great. It. No.
I feel great, but I mean, I just, you know, sometimes you want a lasagna or some pretzels.
100%.
And so we go in, and that's when it's sort of like a B&B, because it looks like a little cottage on the outside. We walk in, it's a big, beautiful inn, because it's magic. And the person behind the desk, Broomhilda.
Oh, wow.
She says, are you sure you're in the right place? And we say, Alakazam.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, good. That's the password.
Oh, wow.
And we're like, oh, great. And she's like, what can I do for you? And we're like, we need a couple rooms. We're trying to find out who stole our Millennium Cape. And she's like, oh, my God, I wish that we had rooms. We just gave them up to two humans who are, you know, grandfathered into this world. And we're like, well, we're witches and they're not. So it seems like you should kick them out.
I feel like that's the policy almost when you go.
Yeah, right?
It's like, you know that they're going to take care of somebody who's been, I don't know, in the system for thousands of years.
And that's just really fucked up to us. That. And as we're saying this, she's like, oh, here the guests are now. And they're coming down the stairs. And at first, I think that they're witches because the way that the shadow is I can't see. They're blocking the chandelier. So I'm assuming they're flying up on a broom.
That's what I would think, yeah.
But then I realized that, no, they're just standing. They're just two gentlemen who are out of this world tall. I mean, I thought I had seen everything as a 3,000-year-old witch. But these men, they were tall.
Tall.
They were tall. Their heads almost hit the chandelier, which hung at a very sensible 6'4". So they must have been around, you know.
Well, that would mean almost hit?
Almost. Not quite there.
Like 6'2"?
Yeah, something around maybe 6'2", 6'3", I think.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Okay, yeah. So tall.
So they're tall and they're handsome.
God damn.
I thought maybe there was a spell on them because
they don't make humans like that.
They don't
anymore.
Make a jaw structure like that. I'll tell you
not
one thing.
Not like that.
Not like that?
That? No. That? I'm looking for Frankenstein when I look for a jaw like that.
No, olive skin, a little. They look like they could own an Italian restaurant.
Oh, shoot. Are the forearms?
The forearms, they don't say Italian. You know what they say? They do say Italian restaurant, hand-rolled pasta every day because.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. They were strong.
Okay, I love that. They're bulging.
They're bulging, honey.
Ooh.
And so they say, hi, we're Steve and Adam.
Oh, I love the name Adam.
And he's like, and I love the name Minnie.
That's a coincidence.
And then the other one goes, and I love the name Mickey. And we're like,
do we know you?
I'm like, do we know you from somewhere? And they're like, what do you
What's
mean?
Going on?
And we're like, either you're Disney fans or we know you from somewhere.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we just have, you know, yeah, we know who you are. We're fans. We're fans.
Oh.
And we're like, oh, my God. And they're like, yeah, our mother was a witch and she chose to leave and give up her powers, but so that she could be with our father. But then when she passed away, our grandmother, we would spend summers in Witchelsvania.
Witchelsvania.
It's so nice there.
This summer, especially. Wow.
I spent a couple of summers on the lake in Witchelsvania.
I remember that. That was like the 1600s or something.
Yeah, I was in a jail.
Oh, that's right.
But it was the view was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
And before I had to kill all of the people that lived in the town so that free myself.
Right.
They were nice. They had a nice small town vibe that I liked.
They just had a lot of anxiety. They couldn't handle the unknown.
No. And I mean, were they right? Did I kill every one of them?
I mean, you had to, but yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were.
But if they had just let me go after killing that one person,
I really think that upset it wouldn't have been that big a deal.
So anyway, and they're like, wow. Yeah, no, we were born in 1985. And we're like, oh, good age. Huh? Good age.
Very good age.
Young. Big age difference with us.
Yeah. Very
and
young.
They're like, would you like to get a drink in the lounge? Okay, sure.
I mean, I'm thirsty.
And so we're montaging, okay? We see absolutely. Montages. We're having drinks. We're having drinks. We're having drinks. We're talking. With talking. Things are going well. We accidentally.
Laughing.
I'm accidentally like, breaking ooh. A glass with my finger, you know, things like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course.
We're showing them little magic tricks. Everything's a good time. We end up going back to their room individually. Mm. You know, we end up laying up and talking.
Oh, my God.
Most of the night. And then, of course, making out the camera pants away. It's we cut
you.
To the morning. Okay. And so I wake up quick. I scurry. I get to the room. You wake up. You're scurrying. You get to the room. You walk out. You go, oh, my God, my underwear. I forgot my underwear. You go back in and you go to grab your underwear off the floor. But as you grab your underwear, you notice
what
one little tiny mirror
no
piece of mirror with a little fabric adhesive stuck to the back
yeah. in my underwear
no on the floor in their room
okay thank god uh-oh and I come running back in your room and I say two things. First of all, if I just got warlocked again, I'm gonna lose my mind. Second of all,
I fucked that guy. Sorry. What were you going to say?
What?
I fucked that guy.
You did? I just laid next to him naked all night. But I said, don't touch me. It was fun. There was a lot of tension. Well, but then I went to get my underwear.
I could hear heaving through the wall.
Heaving?
I heard like a through the wall. That wasn't you in.
That was when I asked him to carry me to the bathroom.
Oh. Did you hear anything? But, you didn't hear.
Oh, I heard the ruckus of the sex that you were having.
Yeah, I broke the bed.
Oh, my God. That's what it was.
And it was then after that that we had sex on the floor.
Wow. That's really,
I broke
really
the bed immediately upon sitting on it. Yeah, I just sat to take off my shoes.
Ugh, God, that's the worst.
But these he beds. Pretended not to notice, which was sweet.
That's so sweet. He's like, oh, I love these low-style yeah. beds. So,
and he didn't, so, when I was crying in the bathroom, I said, it's not, I didn't break the bed.
Exactly.
And then he said,
you're like, did you call down and tell them we came up and the bed was broken? Because make sure they know.
I don't want you to get charged for that because it wasn't
I don't want that.
Us.
And then I go, okay, Mickey, stop. I got sidetracked. The point is I was in the room getting my underwear and there was a piece of mirror on the ground.
What?
Yeah, a
that's
piece
7
of mirror.
Years of bad luck.
No, like the cape.
Oh, the fabric?
Yes.
Oh my God. I knew those little weasels were up to no good.
Listen, we have got to
fuck them and kill them. What?
Okay, well.
Let's go with yours. You know that's always my go-to. So
I think let's torture them, see what happens. Worst case scenario, we make them sexual prisoners for the rest of their lives. But that's if you know we can't figure out
if
an
they
agreement
consent.
Here. Exactly, if they consent.
If they like having sex with us, you know I don't like having sex with someone who's not into it.
Yeah, me too. It takes all the fun out of it.
Listen, Wichelsvania. Has a dark rooted past, and so
such a dark past, and that wasn't us. That wasn't
that
us.
Was not us. That was just the 1600s.
We were under. Yeah, it was bad.
And so, what we're gonna do is beat the fucking shit out of them until they tell right. us where this fucking cape is. Because if I go back without that Millennium cape and Witch Hadid,
and then they walk in, they go this cape,
and I said how. Dare you come inside of me and not tell me that you stole our fucking Millennium cape.
Yeah. And he's like, you call that coming?
Ew.
And we both go, ew. What are you?
I'm like, what?
What's wrong with you?
And he's like, yeah, so we took your cape. And spoiler alert, we're not fucking human beings, you stupid fucks. And we're like, like, who are you? And they're like,
who are you then?
We're Steve and Stan.
Ew. So no. Only Adam lied about his name?
And Steve is like, yeah, we've met and had sex before, and you didn't even recognize me. What does that say?
Oh, my God.
When? What year? 1920? The 1920s were a blur for me.
Blur.
You know, I turned myself into a flapper during those days. I was doing tons of crazy shit.
You really were. That was a bad time for you.
Why did you take our fucking Millennium cape, you stupid pieces of shit?
Yeah, you stupid pieces of freaks.
And then Broomhild is like, can you guys watch the language?
Oh, and we're like, oh my God, I'm sorry, so babe. Sorry we're doing this in the lobby. It's just, this is where it all went down.
They seem to bring it out here. And they're like,
they did it.
We happened to own the capery. You remember, we were the biggest handcrafted cape company in all of which world? And we're like,
yeah,
we remember. And they're like, and you put us out of business with your fast fashion rentals. Fast fashion. This took us a year.
Fast fashion?
You rentals are the fashion nova of the witch world.
Yeah, you're a sheen. You're a piece of shit, sheen. How about that?
I have never. No one dare. We are basically Chanel.
Oh.
And
more like Channel.
Yeah, Channel, the English Channel, where we're going to bury your fucking bodies.
How about that?
And they're like, we came to take this so that you could feel a minuscule amount of the shame and humiliation that you made us feel the last 2,000 years since your company has been around. And we're like, could you be any more dramatic?
It's so embarrassing what you're saying. It really is.
And that's when they're like, you really? And we hear a little crack in the voice.
Oh.
And I say,
hit a chord.
Okay. And I say, Minnie, can we chat for a second? I think that we really hurt these men. They seem to be genuinely on the brink.
Yeah, I just wish they had communicated a little better instead of stealing our... I mean, it's just...
And then fucking us. That also...
The fucking is the part that I think is low. Low.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
And I liked the kissing was nice as well.
Kissing. When someone's a good kisser, it's just...
It changes the game.
Oh, it really does.
I'd be lying if I said it wasn't nice to feel something during sex. I haven't felt anything since when 1844 was my last relationship.
I think so. That really was.
And he turned out to be, you know, a colonialist. It was just...
That was bad.
Everything was bad about that. And that's when Adam goes, I liked... Who am I? Steve? Steve goes to me.
Yeah.
The kissing was good for me, too.
Wait a second.
And he goes, I thought it was a spell that you had done.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I didn't. I literally didn't do a spell. That's just the way I kiss.
And I'm like, oh, my God. You're like a great kisser.
Yeah, I guess
I am. If somebody says that, it's like, then you have it, you know?
And I'm like, but why did you take it, though? Like, I can't be kissing someone who stole the Millennium Cape.
Yeah, why did you do that?
And they're like, we just had to avenge our mother.
We're like, this is really about your mom?
She died this year.
This is mommy issues.
She died this year.
Oh, this year? Sorry. I meant, well, it's still...
And so her dying words were, avenge my death to the people that put us out of business.
Okay.
We're like, okay, well, so is it done?
Yeah, what's going to happen? Are we fighting? What's happening?
And they're like, we've never been fighters, you know? We had to do this for our mom, and she wanted us to destroy the cape. And we figured this year would be the easiest because it's made of glass.
Oh, sure.
And if everyone hated it, you know, maybe there'd be some broken shards. It might cut the model a little. It would get in the news for bad reasons. We thought maybe it would be a PR nightmare, and people would have to come to our... new wand business. And we say, why would they need a wand?
They don't have a cape.
If they're coming for a cape. Like, we're not even in competition anymore. No. And they're like, well, we know, but it's what mom wanted. And I say, and I look at you, we both think the same thing. And we look at them and we say at the same time, well, what do you want? And they start weeping. Nobody's ever asked them that. They're part of a dynasty. We started our own dynasty is the thing. We're self-made. You know, we're self-made and
they're not. They have no direction. They have no focus.
Not until their mother died and they really were forced to get out there on their own. It's been 2,500 years of hand-holding, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing. It's a long time for hand-holding.
And they just decided in recent years to get into a wand business. The competition in wands is just...
It's out of control.
Especially with Whamazon.
With Whamazon. And you know what? If you buy a really good quality one, you don't need another. No. You know?
Yeah.
I've got some quality ones myself.
And they say, well, ours, and they pull out theirs. They pull out a wand. And Jesse, it's one of the most beautiful wands we've ever seen. It is.
What do you mean?
A mirror ball wand.
No.
Yeah. And it has a light that comes out of it. So it like hits all the angles. like a mirror ball.
Mickey, I have a crazy idea.
What? Go back to Annie Ann's before we leave?
Well, yeah, I'm starving. But also...
I haven't eaten since this morning.
Really?
Yeah, I just had two big pretzels, some of the cinnamon bites.
Okay, yeah.
I had a couple of fried eggs. There's a diner in town, too. They have good waffles.
I had the muffin.
Ooh, which muffin?
I had the raisin bran muffin and then the chocolate chip muffin to wash it down.
Chocolate chips. Yeah, I had never seen that before.
It looked weird, but I needed something sweet to kind of close out the meal.
Oh, I do love something sweet. Ooh, I'm craving.
I'm hungry. Oh, what was I saying?
Wands.
I have a crazy idea.
What
if we do a collab?
Okay.
Hear me out. And for the show... all the girls have a wand while they're walking down.
And it's a precursor. What if each wand, and I'm like, hey, you.
Yeah.
Can you make a leather wand?
Yeah, can you?
Can you make a, and I'm looking at my papers, and I'm looking at all the dress, all the capes we have going down the runway.
Right.
And I go, we need forest green chenille.
Yep. Feathers. Metallic.
Metal.
Fringe.
LeMay, and we're going, and they go, yes.
Sheer, yeah, they got it.
And then we go, what? What if we mix textiles? So as one witch comes, they hand the wand off to each other to show us how versatile these looks can be.
It's like, oh, you got a hard wand, but a soft cape? Who are you?
You're
a clash.
Unique.
Exact.
And the theme for this year's show, Alien Superstar.
Oh my God. Bring it perfect. On.
And so we're all excited. And that's when Broomhilda holds up the ugliest dress we've ever seen and says, did someone say, and there's broken glass on it. And she says, did someone say Mirrorball dress? And we look at each other and we all go, not even magic can save that. And that's the end.
That's the end. It's actually more of a business marriage than kind of a love story, but it's also about empowerment and entrepreneurs.
It's also maybe a to be continued. It could be more movies.
That's exactly it. That's part one of the Mickey and Minnie.
We've really established, a world here.
Yeah, Mickey and Minnie Collective, you know?
Mickey and Minnie in Witchelsvania.
My favorite is when you get to go back in the 1600s and you're in the prison and it's just such a slow.
And it's called, that one's Witchelsvania, a Mickey and Minnie story.
Yeah, incredible.
And this one is called the hunt for the Mirrorball Cape, a Mickey and Minnie story.
Incredible.
Tens across the board.
It was really the one that started a world, you know, it started
It was the billboard dad, if you will.
Exactly. They went, oh, Mary Kay and Ashley, don't mess with those girls. They know what they're doing. I love that. And it takes two, if you will.
And it takes two. Well, guys,
ugh.
If you want to watch us do this,
ooh.
You can do it on patreon.com/middlechildren. Or, no, you could just do that.
Yeah. I think that's it, or definitely.
And rate, review, follow, please, as always.
Yes, please.
We love you to death. But until next time, so live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.